have the chair of the CBOC report, Mr. Marinovich. Welcome and Happy New Year.
Good evening. Happy New Year. Good evening, President Pike, members of the board, Superintendent Janney. I heard a Happy New Year, but I was wondering, like, when is the cutoff for Happy New Year? Is it January 15th? But anyway, I guess this is late enough.
Chinese New Year was on Saturday, so okay. We'll use that.
How's all right. Trying to start out with something light here. For those of you who are in the audience, before I get to my report, and probably wondering, when are you going to get to my item? When's this guy going to get out of here? Might be thinking that, some of you. I ask you, please listen, because what I am, for those of you who don't know, I represent the citizens of Sweetwater who want to make sure their bond money is spent properly. And so, in a way, I'm you're my client, or you're the committee's client, who I represent. So, to the presentation, we had a tour of Castle Park High School. The campus was well kept, though it was dark. We appreciate Janaya Quirk, who handled the meeting. But there's a concern, significant concern, that members of the committee have, and I have particularly, is top-level management has been MIA at the meetings for a number of meetings. Now, I've been on other bond oversight committees, some of them short, some of them longer, and usually the CFO or who often is one the same as the bond program or somebody above generic works level, I'll make it simple, is at the meeting. One, to answer policy level questions. Two, it's the optics of having somebody at the senior management level at the meeting. It's not that, I mean, we only meet now every other month. With that being said, to the next slide, which is an honor, Hilltop High Athletic. We heard that they're still going to have to do some soils testing. It's not over yet, perhaps, on this project. But more importantly, I'm hoping that there's a lot of lessons learned from the significant problems in this project that the district, moving forward, once you get the bond money to spend, pays attention to. And that is making sure you have adequate pre-qualification of the contractors. And if you only get a couple of bids, it ought to be rebid to the world, and not just go with the lowest firm if you just get a couple of bids. And that was a concern on this project, is you selected the low bidder who really didn't have the qualifications to do the job. So hopefully there's lessons learned. Don't belabor that. Next issue is the transition plan and filling of the vacant positions on the committee. Probably all of you are saying, oh, when is Nick Marinovich going to be gone as chair? It's June 30th, 2020. Well, I won't be gone. Then I'll really be Nick Unchained, because I'll be able to come up here and really say what I'm thinking. I'm not running for anything. I would never want to run for. Please give me a break. September 12th, there was a meeting. This is the issue of filling of the vacant position on the committee. We've had a vacant position now seemingly forever. On September 12th, I had a meeting in Dr. Aguirre's office with Janaya Quirk, Rafael Munoz, and myself to orient the new members. And at that meeting, we pretty much, and I took notes, detailed notes, in fact, that it appeared that J.C., who worked hard, I'm probably butchering the name, Parader, hadn't contacted, gave no indication that they really were going to serve. They didn't show up at the orientation. All the emails that I'd sent weren't answered. Oh, we kind of knew that this person just couldn't do it. And yet it wasn't until and I mentioned it at the last board meeting, and it wasn't until January 10th, 2020, that Dr. Aguirre said, well, you know, we can't put that person off the committee unless they have three unexcused absences. You know, really, we sort of knew. You know, this let me digress a little bit. I hear from bond oversight committees around the states, and one of the most consistent complaints, among others, is the bylaws are used against the committee in one way or another to nitpick at or not. The intent of the law is to have people there that are going to report to the public on the proper expending of money. And we knew back in September that that person probably wasn't going to serve. And we should have, something should have been, that's not my job as chair. That's the district's job to fill the position. And it was frustrating. And, you know, the communication between is hasn't been the best, but, you know, I'm up here and I say it and it wasn't paid attention to, period. Nobody yet has volunteered to be the next chair of this committee. I guess understandably, because last meeting, and I sat up here, and I was insulted by the union member. And I sat there and I took it. And you knew that it wasn't, I bet if you had a heart, and you know how much time and effort I spend on this, not one of you spoke up and said, or called me, or just say, hey, that wasn't right. I was called a whiner. Zip, crickets. That isn't right. That's not how you treat the public. Okay? Moving to the next issue. We got positions coming up to be filled. My position, which I mentioned, Al Sides is coming up. This is a transition period. I'm going to end on a positive note. I had to get that out because I was that just wasn't right about the taking abuse. But this committee, you're lucky to have the people on this committee. And my job, like when I had a regular job, is to represent my client or my bosses. My bosses are the committee. And you've got people on this committee, and I put a couple of resumes on there. And you can see that we have a Naval Academy graduate. A Naval Academy graduate, operations analysis, a project manager, another project manager, a deputy director of planning and procurement for the city of San. What's this? I get it. A smirk. Okay. I'm sorry. Never mind. I'll look on the video over there. When I'm up here speaking, please try to pay attention and look like you're interested, at least. You know, this committee spends a lot of time. I very rarely, I hope maybe I'll get some questions tonight. Doesn't ask questions. You know, before I get to the final slide, and if you have any questions, and I really want to end on a positive note, but I posted, you know, why this committee, there's a number of reasons why this committee matters. One of them is, that's the law. It says there we're supposed to do certain things. But, you know, people on the outside pay attention to us. And I said, you know what, I'm going to start using Twitter. So I posted the letter on Twitter. I got a senior editor at the Bond Buyer is now following me on Twitter. Now, you know, when you go forward and do a bond, the analysts for the various rating agencies, they look at the numbers and the ratios and all that. But if they're an analyst, like I was an analyst, you also look at extraneous sources of information, like the media and like the reports from the district. And my experience is when the bond oversight program is broken, so is the district around the state. It's almost like a gravity. It's like a law. And my feeling, and it's a personal opinion, the relationship between the oversight committee and the board is worse than in the corruption era. And that's hard to do. That's hard to do. And I'm telling you the unvarnished truth. I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't feel it. I'm not, it's just frustrating. But we don't want to act like Congress or whatever. We should start working together. Because you're going to need this committee, when I'm long gone, to help when you want to go to the market and issue debt in the future. You got, you know, next 10 to 15 years, we're talking probably $500 million worth of projects could be funded through issuing of general obligation bonds. So, in closing, I want to read the punchline from the, there's a letter, the committee voted a letter of no confidence. And I've looked on the internet, what is a letter of low confidence? And that just basically means, in a nutshell, the committee is just not happy with how they're being treated. Let me read it to the everybody here. These concerns and issues are to varying degrees indicative of a breakdown in trust, communication, and support for this bond oversight committee. It is unfortunate since we've had a good working relationship in the past. That sentence is put there specifically. It's an olive branch. Let's work together. In short, the vote of no confidence for the district was in the context of not providing us information for us to conduct our work, not listening and taking our concerns seriously, and recently limiting the attempts to limit the areas in which we can review, specifically the project labor agreement. So in closing, I'm hoping we can have, it would be nice, I mean, not that it should be around me, it'd be nice to have a joint meeting before, the current chair who's been here 8 years got off the board, so I could at least give some perspectives on where this oversight function is going to move forward with. But, there's a lot of information in that chair report. If you just read it carefully, it gives you information you wouldn't otherwise get because staff may not want to give it or may not be empowered or not appropriate. It's like having an independent budget analyst type function with the oversight report. So I ask that you consider what I had to say tonight, and I hope that it can be better the next 2 months when I come back here again. I feel better.
Thank you, Mr. Marinovich. Any questions from the board? I'd like to offer that, Mr. Marinovich, instead of seeing our lack of questioning of your report, that it's because we're disengaged or we don't care, perhaps it would be better if you looked at it that your reports are so well written, it leaves nothing for us to ask about. And you yourself just said that. So something to think about, perhaps.
Did I say it was well written?
Well, you said other things that perhaps are the reason that we don't ask questions. You don't have to assume that we're out to get you. Okay?
All
Thank
right.
you.
Well, that's a good point. Thank you.
Okay. We're